this week's episode, the Ypsilanti Board of Trustees voted against buying additional absentee ballot scanners for the general election, and EMU professors host a virtual webinar to give insight to students on how they can survive this semester. I'm your host, Liz Horniak, and this is the Eastern Echo Podcast. On August 26th, the Ypsilanti Board of Trustees voted against buying more ballot scanners to count absentee ballots. Ypsilanti Township Clerk Karen Lovejoy Rowe posted two options for buying more scanners to the board on August 18th. Option A included purchasing five scanners from Hart Interactive for originally $27,725. After state grants, the scanners would cost $18,600. Between the years 2025 and 2029, maintenance for this option would cost $118,000 in total. Option B included buying Variety Central software with high-speed ballot scanners from Hart Interactive for originally $124,405. After state grants, these scanners would cost $79,405. Maintenance for this option would be $14,100. Karen Lovejoy Rowe expressed that the city needs to invest in getting more ballot scanners because for Michigan's primary election on August 4th, Ann Arbor scanned 29,000 absentee ballots with 15 scanners, but didn't finish until 4 a.m. the following day. She also considered the diminished number of workers that would need to operate with high-speed scanner.
That was a plea I made to the board for you to understand that this is more work for me. Personally,
yeah.
You know, it's going to make my job harder. But long looking at the township, it is the right thing for the township. It's more money. It's safer. We don't have to have as many workers, especially right now with COVID. People can be spread out more. Like, I have to have 60 workers to run an AV count board or run with scanners.
Yeah.
I have to have 5 to 6 for each one of them. I could have, I think, gotten by somewhere between 30, 35, 40 at max with the high speed.
Monica Ross Williams, who serves as a trustee, expressed that she voted against both proposals based on financial reasons.
Even if we're getting the projected state revenue, we still have to look at that we may have ongoing impacts with the coronavirus going into 2021. So we have to be very studious about the budget this year and spending hundreds of thousands of dollars.
Washtenaw County has loaned two more scanners, and Lovejoy Rowe was approved for a grant to get another. In total, there are now 8 scanners. Rowe's goal is to have 10 scanners with 2 backups. On their September 1st virtual meeting, Ypsilanti City Council discussed the relationship between Ypsilanti Police and members of the community with mental illness, voted on medical marijuana retailers, and announced that Ypsilanti residents' water and sewage bills will be going up by 3%. Ypsilanti Police Chief Tony DeGiusti announced that all of the department's officers completed the One Mind campaign pledge. As a result, 100% of the officers have been trained in mental health first aid, and an additional 20% have completed a 40-hour crisis training program. This pledge seeks to have positive interactions between police officers and community members with mental illness. DeGiusti also expressed that a goal for the department is to create a team between the Ypsilanti Police Department and the Washtenaw County Community Mental Health. This team will address calls that involve individuals with mental illness that are experiencing a crisis. The Washtenaw County Community Mental Health is also working on plans to open a facility where people with mental illness can be held when hospitalization is deemed unnecessary. City Council also voted 6-1 in favor of letting medical marijuana retailers to open in neighborhood corridors. According to city officials, applications for medical marijuana dispensaries is $5,000. If the dispensary is medical and recreational, the fee is $10,000. The city gets $1,000 from each application fee for a recreational dispensary. In total, the city of Ypsilanti has received $105,000 from 19 dispensary applications. In light of the upcoming election, the city council unanimously decided to increase the budget for mail-in ballot return postage. With this vote, the city now has a total of $6,000 to go towards this cause. The state government has already pledged to reimburse all jurisdictions that provided return postage for absentee ballots. It was also announced that residents of Ypsilanti can expect an increase in their water and sewage bill starting October 15th. This increase is happening because the Great Lake Authority increased the Ypsilanti Community Utility Authority rate by 3%. The average amount of this bill is $120.09. In October, the bill will raise to $123.69. Virtual learning is a new experience for a lot of us. To help students navigate this e-learning experience, EMU professors hosted a virtual webinar to give tips to students and to express how they are planning to teach. The virtual webinar took place on August 27th via Zoom. The panel of professors included Dr. Jeffrey Bernstein, Dr. Harriet Lindsay, Dr. Michael McVeigh, Dr. Jessica Elton, and Dr. Vernalis Caracchio. Professors broke down the difference between synchronous and asynchronous learning and described different methods that they are using to teach students this semester. Synchronous learning is when students participate in a class in real time. Asynchronous means that students can watch class anytime during the week because sessions are pre-recorded. Dr. Lindsay uses a flip classroom to teach her students. This technique has her students watch a video before class, and then during class, students break out into small groups to discuss the material. After discussing their teaching techniques, the panelists move on to giving students advice. They suggested that students should really utilize their calendars and build relationships. The professor said that they host office hours via Zoom. Dr. Elton also created a Google phone number for her students so they can contact her directly with any questions they may have. The professors also reminded students that if they need help, they can call the Canvas hotline at 1-844-326-6322. Log into the COVID-19 Canvas resource website, and they can go to EMU's online student service page. If you missed this panel, it was recorded and you can watch it on YouTube. As always, thank you for listening. Don't forget to tune in on Thursday for our narrative podcast. Keep a lookout for our podcast episode where we really dive deep into how students can succeed this semester. Our stories today were reported by Juliana Lumai and Gracie Thompson. Today's episode was produced by Ashley Bueller. We'll be back next Monday with more Ypsilanti and EMU news. I'm your host, Liz Horniak, and this has been the Eastern Echo Podcast.